Good morning, 752.
Our dueling commentators Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas take sides this morning in the tragic story involving the Kansas City Chiefs player who killed his girlfriend before killing himself. The story drew comments about guns from sportscaster Bob Costas Sunday night, and that has touched off controversy. First, here's Bob Beckel.
We are told that the gun used by Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Joanne Belcher to kill his girlfriend Cassandra Perkins and then used to take his own life was legally purchased. Belcher was a troubled man with a history of violence and alcohol abuse. So are we to take comfort in this gun-loving country that a disturbed man like Belcher was allowed to buy a handgun despite a history of instability? Apparently there are no regulations that would prevent Belcher from buying a gun, thanks to the NRA and their legislative lackeys in Missouri who want as minimal requirements as possible to buy guns. When NBC sportscaster Bob Costas had the courage to speak out against gun violence on the NFL Sunday night football game, he was pilloried by all the NRA gun apologists for raising the subject during a football game. Oh, really? Costas can't speak out against gun violence, but it's perfectly okay for other commentators to drag out the old NRA bumper sticker, "Guns don't kill people, people kill people." Like the NRA itself, those slogans are old, stale, idiotic, and meant for another century.
And now the view from commentator Cal Thomas.
Good morning, gentlemen. The editorializing by Bob Costas at halftime last Sunday was ignorant at best and ludicrous at worst. Maybe both. He claimed if Kansas City Chiefs player Jovan Belcher didn't have a handgun, he and his girlfriend might still be alive. Are handguns the only way this big and strong football player might have killed the woman and himself? Hardly. While the Costas apology was welcome on Dan Patrick's show last night, it was not definitive. Like a politician, he's trying to have it both ways. People are shot and killed nearly every day in our big cities, including this one. Those who want to ban all guns use a high-profile person like Belcher to try to advance their agenda. Let's paraphrase the NRA slogan. When guns are outlawed, only the government will have them. The founders thought personal weapons were a protection for the citizenry against tyrannical government. They also helped law-abiding people deter criminals. Banning them is a fantasy. Mike and Bruce?
Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP. And read more from Cal and Bob in their Common Ground column in USA Today.